Hello, this is Janet Michael. In addition to hosting The Valley Today each weekday from 12:30 to 1 on the River 953, I also produce podcasts. And I'm excited to introduce you to a new podcast series in partnership with Rappahannock Electric Cooperative called We Are REC. Every week, we'll be releasing a new podcast where we interview different people from REC about a host of different topics. We'll get tips for saving money on your electric bill. We'll talk about renewable energy and the impact it can have in our communities. We'll even get some behind-the-scenes info about what happens when the power goes out in a storm. We're going to talk to linemen, energy advisors, board members, even the CEO. Don't miss out on information about community grants, scholarships, REC-hosted events, and more. Get every single episode as they're released on our website under the podcast tab at theriver953.com, or you can subscribe for free in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or on Spotify, anywhere you listen to a podcast. Just search for We Are REC. We are in the studio today with Louis O'Berry. He is the Energy Management Advisor for Rappahannock Electric Cooperative. And Louis, I understand that you are going to educate me on the tools that REC has to help its members save money and be more energy efficient.
Absolutely, Janet. It's good, and it's good to see you again.
So where do we start? I think I know where we start, but I'm going to let you tell me first to see if I'm right in my head.
Well, you know, we have a lot of tools to help our members save energy, and they're all located on our website, but I would have to open the conversation with that the single most important tool would be Smart Hub. That is where it all begins, and that is reiterated this over and over again. I've talked about this in the live sessions. Mm-hmm. We've talked about this multiple times in each podcast. We've talked about this, even when Kent was here previously.
Yes.
You know, Smart Hub was a focal point as well. So in looking at that, I mean, that's the single most empowering tool that we have for our membership to look at their usage and make heads and tails of what's going on. Now, obviously, you have to have a little bit of background or a little bit of baseline to understand kilowatt hours and things of the such and know how it's represented in the graph. But all in all, that tool in itself is very, very useful. And through that platform, you can also access the balance of our tools and our website and contact us. And there's so many avenues there for our members to communicate with REC via the Smart Hub platform, not only just looking at usage, obviously. So that's where it would start. So Smart Hub is the first line of defense there. You've got a plethora of tools at your fingertips. But if you go to the website and you go to the Energy Center, which I was referencing in a previous session, in that portion of the page, there are calculators there to look at how the new, I'm not going to say new rate, but the newer rate that took effect in 2018, how it correlates with your previous billing and from a kilowatt hour standpoint, and season to season being the non-summer rate and the summer rate. So we've got a calculator there that's really easy to use to kind of estimate what those new bills would be.
What an impact it's going to have.
Especially if you're new on our lines or something like that, or you're a new member to us, you can kind of go on there and get a baseline for what's going on at your home. We also have a lot of energy tools, and another one is, it's almost like an energy advisor tool, and that's actually what it's called. It's called Energy Advisor, formerly known as what we call Billing Insights. What that does, that drags in some of your demographic data, and you're able to put information about your house. Now, you have to know some things about your house, so it's only as good as the information that's put in it. So if you don't put a lot of thought into it or don't know a lot of advanced details about your house where you can drum down, you know, you can really drill down and get down to what's going on, it works very well. So it's only as good as the data that's put in it.
Right.
But it's a way for you to kind of estimate energy savings, and it brings up some measures and some tips that you can do in more or less a ranking order on how to reduce energy. So that's a really useful tool for the do-it-yourselfer and the folks that want to try to take personal stand at reducing their energy without soliciting any kind of professional help. So that's a really good platform. So it kind of breaks down by zip code, looks at weather, looks at your appliance use, looks at the building shell, how much insulation you have. So you have to kind of put some values in there that are relative to your home so that it gives you some good information on the back end. So that's a really good tool. We also have a multiplicity of calculators, like a space heater calculator tool. We talked about space heaters
in a previous,
as far as how small of a device they are with with a minimal amount of heat that you get out of them, and doesn't matter what you spend on them, they all use the same amount of energy for the most part. So maybe some really small ones may be rated at 800 or 900 watts, but for the most part, a typical plug-in space heater is using 1,500 watts. So when you talk about it in dollars and cents, I'm going back to that dollars and cents thing, because that's what we correlate that with. But, you know, one space heater running 12 hours a day on the non-summer rate is going to use about $70 worth of electricity. But if you really want to pin that down and look at how many hours a day, or you want to tailor your bill to the time that you have to run them, because some of our members have to run space heaters. They just don't have a choice. So,
right.
You know, to run them more efficiently in the mindset of how they run them and when they run them, occupying certain rooms at certain times and things like that. The calculator is just a really good tool to look at what, how many kilowatt hours do they use and what is this going to correlate in cost, which is really where that calculator has most of its value. Other calculators such as lighting, that lighting used to be on there. I think lighting was, it's been there for a long time. You know, we've been pushing the LED conversion. This, you know, the compact fluorescents have been out for a while, so the lighting calculator has been on there for years. But that, I think that's being replaced or will be replaced if it hasn't been already. Looking at, there's an appliance calculator there, so you can look at if you're going to add refrigeration units or you're going to add something else, or if you know how much energy the appliance uses and why. You can convert that. So another little kind of a tip and trick. You know, we have the calculators available to you on the website, but if you ever want to know, there's a UL label on every single appliance, and you can typically look at that appliance and see how many amps or how many watts it's using. They usually will produce the voltage, the amperage, and maybe the wattage. But if the wattage isn't there and you want to know how much it uses in watts, you can multiply the voltage times the amperage, and that will give you the wattage.
So there's a handy little...
But the calculators do that for you. So it's nice to have those calculators there to kind of help you along in managing your energy use. Within the Energy Center, we also have, obviously, the link to all the solar information. We've got links for, beating the peak, like we talked about,
yep.
with the benevolence piece in regards to reducing demand on the grid during the peak summertime in the month. So if you don't have a water heater switch or you don't want an air conditioner load controller, you can do that voluntarily. So there's a lot of ways that we've got information there to talk about that. We've got programmable thermostat calculators, so you can see. Remember going back to
yes.
our conscious,
how low can you go?
How low can you go?
And how high should you jack
right,
it back
and where
up?
Where is that tipping scale? You know, I typically say 4 to 6 degrees as a kind of a good starting point, but the programmable thermostat calculator will actually give you some. We'll drill down and give you some additional details on the potential or anticipated estimated savings with using a programmable thermostat. So we find that the space heater calculator, the thermostat calculator, and the appliance calculator seem to be the biggest. We do have a large number of members that still use Building Insights or Energy Advisor.
Yes.
I want to use the new terminology there. But we also, just to kind of give you a little bit of coaching on the back end, there is a portion where you can submit questions once you've filled out the Energy Advisor platform, and if you need additional help or you have some questions on the back end regarding the results, that's where an email is automatically generated to both myself and Rich Miyake, my counterpart, and we can actually help you along.
Oh, that's cool.
On that too. So you're not alone on
yeah,
the Energy
it's
Advisor.
Not, yeah.
there's help out there if you wanted to look at those results. So the other calculators are really easy to use. I mean, it's kind of just to give a couple,
self-explanatory. When you see them, you know what they do and how they work.
You hit calculate, and it's going to tell you what the cost is going to be associated with that. So there's another calculator there called the vampire calculator. Vampire loads are things like electronics, and we kind of talked about those some previously, but we didn't. They're not always in the hierarchy of.
Yep. Well, they're the hidden ones too, because you don't think
right.
about them.
That's right. So your cell phone chargers, your gaming systems, which are at the top of the list on that, and some of your other electronics. If you got a home office at home, you got a server rack, or you got other things.
The
there.
Printer,
so,
all
so
of that
all the
stuff,
things that
yeah.
are turned off or not being used, but are in standby mode that are still using some energy with what we call standby wattage when they're just asleep but they're not. Off.
Yes.
So there's a vampire calculator there where you can go in and list the amount of electronic devices that you have in the house and how you're using them, and it will calculate an anticipated savings based on changing those habits or adding to those
I am
habits.
Totally so, going to check out the vampire
so
calculator.
So it's kind of neat. Like I said, it's not always a big piece of the pie, but really and truly, it's all, like I said, it all adds up. So,
right.
You know, with kids are home in the summertime and they've got the Xboxes and the PlayStations and all the gaming systems of today that are plugged in, but they just leave them, they go to sleep, but they're not technically
on.
Off. They can have almost, some of them can have almost 75 to 90 watts of continuous
really?
Power use. So that starts to add up over the course of a month. So
I'm walking through my house now thinking, what is on that isn't on right now?
Right.
And, and there are some things that are on that probably don't, like my printer. I'm not at home. Why does my printer need to be on right now?
Right. And there's some, newer homes, as technology has changed. We have homes that are more smart. We've got integrated systems within the house when it comes to lighting and energy management and door locking and cameras and some of the new technology in the breaker panels. There's always still just in some cases you can turn off all the loads in the house, the main loads in the house, and it'll still be just a barely small of a trickle
of something being used.
And it's all related to the home itself. So it's funny how the times have changed. But vampire loads are something that we talk about now because there's more and more electronics in the home.
So what other tools do you have?
Well, you've got us.
Ah.
You know, I mean, that we employ two energy advisors. We cover the entire service territory. We take phone consultations and obviously field visits through our audit program and energy walkthroughs that we do. And we tailor those to your needs, you know, where we think you would get the most benefit from, and focus on that low-hanging fruit and focus on the things that you can do reasonably at a reasonable cost to see a decent return for that investment over time in energy savings. So it's a win-win for our members. Mm-hmm. And it's a win-win for us because we're out there doing what needs to be done. It's a service that's always been there, but a lot of people just don't
know. They don't know it's there. I didn't know it was there until I had my first meeting with you.
Exactly.
So when you do the energy audits, do you typically come into a house and I already have a list? Maybe I've done the DIY audit and say, hey, here are some things that I think are a problem. Will you check them? And then I assume you probably have your own checklist. Okay, well, while I'm here, let me also check these other 3, 4, 5 things.
What I'm always going to do, typically when we come out to your home, Smart Hub is that first line of defense, like I always talk about. And we have access to, just like you do, to your power use. A lot of times we'll put together a nice little member package that's got some nice reference materials in there, a nice book from Department of Energy. It's just a good rundown of what's going on in your home, and it's got a good worksheet in there, too, if you wanted to get down with a pencil and paper and kind of figure out what's going on.
Like my NCAA brackets,
exactly,
but that's a whole other story.
Right. This is the first year I haven't done one. So. But I bring that into you. We'll look at your power use history. I'll help. We always try to help you dissimulate. Remember when we talked about in the live sessions, if anybody that's listening to the podcast, listen to the live sessions as well, we break power use up into a couple different categories. So we have base load and we have what's called weather load, or HVAC. So we kind of help you break those two components apart to kind of figure out, well, where does the audit need to go? What direction does it need to go in? Is this a conversation that we're going to have about appliance use and lifestyle, or is this, which is hard for us. I mean, lifestyle is just that. Those are things that you have to kind of dig down and figure out, what am I doing on a daily basis? What are my activities? Things like that. Is that where, how many appliances am I running? Is that adding to the mix? Do I actually need to do all that? So those are personal. Sometimes there's improvement in that realm, and then sometimes there's improvements with a lot of homes with the envelope and the mechanical, which is typically the highlight of the conversation, but not always. So it just really depends on what your needs are. And with our experience and expertise, we're able to tailor that to you. So, I mean, that's a great tool. I mean, that's invaluable. And every time I have somebody call, I try to, you're kind of animated like I am, I guess, to a degree. So I like to say, they ask, well, what's the cost? And I say, well, it's priceless. So in more ways than one. And then I usually get a chuckle, and it's usually, well, we're looking forward to seeing you. So it's really good to get out and get your boots on the ground and see our members.
So if somebody wanted to schedule one of those, what do you recommend?
They'll call into our main call center, and they'll speak to one of our member service reps. And then from that point forward, they'll transfer or create a service order or a request for us to give them to get back in contact with that particular member. And then we take it from there. We do, like I said previously, we do a phone consult typically first to kind of get a baseline of what the concerns are, what your expectations are, and what you're looking to do. And then we kind of decide, well, can we have a phone conversation about this, and are you capable of going out and soliciting those things and doing it yourself, or is it something that you could use a little bit more help with?
Awesome. Well, I would make you come to my house, but you'd have to bring me coffee. That would cost me extra. That's not so priceless.
I can stop along the way.
You can stop it. Yeah, you can stop along the way. While the Smart Hub app you can use on any mobile device, a lot of this does originate on the website. So will you give me the website and all of that information one more time?
Our main website, myrec.coop.coop. Once you get to the home page, if you go under the account tab, the mobile version may be shrunk down a little bit or formatted differently, but if you go to the account tab, there's a hyperlink there for Smart Hub. Once you create the account, you'll say that you're a first-time user. It'll ask for some demographic information along with, like some billing information as well, which you should have access to. It'll make you confirm that you are who you are and you're not a robot, obviously, for security reasons. And then it'll send you a temporary password to your email address, and then you can copy and paste that, log in for the first time, And then once you're in, you can create a new password and then start setting up your preferences and stuff like that. So I will say that from an energy advisor standpoint, if you really want to manipulate the data and look at different aspects of it, the mobile version is nice, but it's a little bit more condensed, if you will.
Yes.
So the PC version, if you're on Mac or PC and you're looking at it in that format, it's typically a lot more fully featured, if
yeah.
you will.
So. It's a lot more robust because mobile versions are supposed to be a streamlined version. So
exactly.
your desktop and your, you know, are usually
exactly.
much more detailed.
You can expand
anyway.
The uses. You can move the scroll bars. You can manipulate dates a little bit more. You can add some additional weather overlay that with high and low temperatures. You can do some comparisons. The comparisons are almost invaluable there. You can look at month to month. You can look at same month billing cycle last year to same month billing cycle. As long as you have history for that period
yeah.
of usage, you can look at all those components, so you can bring weather into the equation. Well, I go, well, my usage was up 30%, but it was 4 degrees average temperature colder, and the low was 12 degrees colder than what it was the same billing cycle last year. You know, a lot of that kind of hinges on how our weather patterns hit winter and summer. So, and they change minutely every year.
Yeah, well, and in some cases, they change dramatically from
day to day. Exactly. So that platform is probably, if I had to rate a tool that's out there that empowers our members to have, you know, the information in front of them,
make
take
as much an informed decision as possible
about their usage, that tool is it. Smart Hub is definitely that tool.
Awesome. Well, we are going to wrap up. Lewis, thank you for coming and giving me all of these wonderful tools.
Absolutely. I enjoy it every time I get to come in and speak with you.
We have been chatting with Lewis O'Berry. He is an energy management advisor for Rappahannock Electric Cooperative. I highly encourage you go to myrec.coop. I always think that is so cool to say. And check out all of the information that is on their website. We'll have more episodes in the future that cover 5 ways to save. We're going to have tons and tons of information, so I hope you hang with us. Remember, you can always subscribe in the Apple Podcast app, the Google Podcast app, or listen on Spotify.